You're listening to the Family of Te Gita podcast. A message from Akatu. Izuk from Ez.
Friends of the great planet Earth, let's explore the lives of souls on a star called Ez. This beautiful star rotates just outside the Milky Way. The journey of these souls called Izuk has been fulfilling in some aspects and disheartening in others. Living in duality, the only hope for thriving in peace will be upgrades to light. But this will come later. For now, let's introduce you to an amazing group of souls that many on Earth will relate to with common endeavors. The lower self-ego will cause conflict among those with the best intentions. So it is with the journey of the Izuk. Created by God's source energy, the star called Ez developed with life millions of years ago. Primitive areas slowly grew as the Izuk fought to survive. Plants and animals were consumed in areas of populations with growing numbers. Droughts, floods, and volcanoes disrupted life many times. With each occurrence of struggle and starting over, the Izuk learned greater skills and moved forward. Their lifespan grew from 40 years to 150 years. They incarnate back into their home on Ez. The Izuk enjoy family life, and many families are large with 20 or more children. Responsibility is taught, and many children do not enjoy growth and development with joy. Parents are ruled by dictators, and factories are a common place to see families working together. Most illnesses and deaths are from overwork with no rest or proper nutrition. The Izuk are very beautiful by Earth's standards. They look very human-like with facial features perfectly proportioned. They stand approximately 5 to 6 feet tall. Their hair is long and brown. Their eyes are greenish-brown. They enjoy staying fit, and this has become quite an obsession. Dictators order that all families be checked regularly for muscle tone and weight. Children are born into families believing they are never enough. Products are sold to enhance beauty as growing older is felt to be unnatural. Just like souls on Earth, the greatest money is made with cosmetics and medications that are toxic. The driving force to achieve a youthful look has further destroyed the demeanor on Ez. A never-ending quest for perfection has caused even more discord with competition. There are large cities with technology greater than known on Earth. Governments hide knowledge from citizens of large regions. Families are provided with digital programs to receive food and items that are approved by government. Those that cheat the system are picked up and thrown into prison. They must vow to obey and not speak of this again. Resentment has grown within the beings of Ez. Wars have been funded and controlled by dictators desiring to show their own power. The Izuk have killed one another by this control. Their families work hard to fund wars that never end while never understanding the purpose. Dictators will provide homes and transportation for those that obey the rules. Homes are never owned by families, and they could lose shelter if they speak against the control. The homes are stacked like apartments. All homes are the same with basic decor. Dictators choose furnishings, and each family must say they are grateful. Listening devices are used within dwellings to monitor words not allowed. Animals are plentiful and primarily live outdoors. Pets are allowed in tiny houses that are placed throughout areas. Heat, cooling, water, and food is allowed for each pet. Families must sign agreements to take care of all animals that are pets. Clothing styles and colors are allowed to be chosen with ranks of behavior. For those that do not break rules for 5 years are allowed basic privileges. Until this is achieved, families are seen in one color with varying hues of green or tan. Vehicles are provided with those that have 20 or more children working in factories. These are high-tech with speeds that permit families to change locations in moments. These are monitored and programmed to travel, and there are no operators within the vehicle. The vehicles run seamlessly as all families are only passengers in a programmed machine. Crafts have always been observed by the Azuk. Many of these beings have met the Galactic Federation as they hiked Hall Mountains where monitoring was absent. Being completely controlled for many lifetimes, the beings of Ez felt they could never be free. They refused the offers of upgrades as they felt it could not be true. Free will is part of the gift of receiving, and the Galactic Federation could not force their desire on such conflicted souls. They will have another moment to receive this magical gift of life. Many races have lived in duality with struggles as those in the Earth's cool. Like so many others, the Azuk will reach a tipping point of toxic energy and declare an uprising against those that wish to control their lives. The harshness of living with no real spiritual direction has left a void that only light can fill. The Galactic Federation will visit again, and this time will be different. Dictators will run in fear as the souls of Ez gather to receive upgrades. The Azuk will circulate light with crystal hearts and become one in their awareness of all others. You will know them well in your travels and become close friends with many of the Azuk following the shift. The longing for peace and a better life will begin for all beings with the transformation of light. Niki Maia. I love you so. Akatu.